Which is better, a heart made of stone or a living heart? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo made me think of my favorite musical, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. In this story, Quasimodo, the hunchback, gets hurt by a lot of people and decides that maybe it would be better for him if he were like a stone statue with no emotions, no feelings, a heart made of stone. Do you ever feel that way sometimes? Well, if so, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called Living Hearts by our very own Taylor Ising. Which is better, a heart of stone or a heart of flesh? To be honest, some days I want to choose the stone. A heart of stone doesn't feel pain, and it doesn't have to bend to anyone else's will. It seems strong and immovable, imperious to hardship, and unchanged by anything it comes up against. But the truth is, a heart of stone is basically useless. Stone can't pump blood or sustain life. A heart of flesh serves the body, nourishing and strengthening it with freshly oxygenated blood. A heart of stone serves nothing, nourishes nothing, and strengthens nothing. In Ezekiel 36, God calls out Israel's sin, their idolatry, injustice, and stubborn refusal to follow his commands. But he also promises to cleanse them of their sin. He says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." In ancient Hebrew, the word translated here as heart refers to more than one's feelings. It refers to all of one's internal life, thoughts, feelings, desires, and decision-making. All of these take place in the heart. So having a heart of flesh doesn't necessarily mean we have a lot of feelings, though that can certainly happen. It means that our thoughts, feelings, desires, and decision-making have been cleansed and forgiven and made alive by the Holy Spirit. So we can put our faith in God and place our confidence and hope in Him. Then, we can be moldable, humble, teachable, and willing to let ourselves be shaped by God and His good ways. Having a heart of flesh feels risky. It requires opening ourselves up to pain. Jesus knows what that's like. Jesus, God's Son, allowed all His desires, thoughts, feelings, and decisions to be shaped completely by God the Father, even when it led to the cross. We betrayed Him, and He still kept His heart soft because of His great love for us. Jesus will never betray me. But other people have. And when Jesus tells me to love them anyway, it helps to watch Him do it first. I can walk forward with a living, soft, obedient, easily bruised heart because I've seen Jesus do it. And if we know Jesus, His Spirit lives in us, and He's given us a heart of flesh so we can respond to His love. And that is way better than any stone. So let's talk about this a little bit more together, just for a minute. How can looking at Jesus help us live from the heart of flesh He has given us? As you and I can read in Psalm 51, verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Ezekiel 36, verses 16 through 38, and Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more daily encouragement? Well, I encourage you to follow us on Instagram at Unlocked Devo. I post content like funny Christian memes, but also reels that have tips for following Jesus in your daily life. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Next Steps with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.